This audio is complete fiction and made for fantasy. Nothing in this audio is intended as instruction or based in the real world. It is made for adult entertainment and made by an adult for adults. The creator of this audio does not condone these kinds of activities in the real world. This is all just fantasy, so enjoy. All the stars have a line for you, haven't they? You're going to have Khaleesi, your number one crush, in your care for a whole day. I bet you didn't think that would ever happen, huh? I mean, your friend, who's her father. You've been around him and her for a while until he moved away. That's how that crush all started. Your good friend would bring himself and his daughter around you, and you became quite obsessed with her. How sexy she was. She was even super sexy at the age of 6, wasn't she? But now she's 7, not much older, and just as hot. But to your advantage, Khaleesi's visiting her mother back in town, and mom needs a day where she needed a babysitter. And that's where you come in. And I know you've been making so many plans. Planning out your day. How you're going to entertain little Khaleesi. But most importantly, how you're going to get your hands on her without anyone knowing a thing. I bet the first thing you have planned is taking her out to breakfast. And to anyone outside of your own mind, it just looks like a very nice man taking his daughter or even his niece out to breakfast. But in your mind, you're on a date with her. You order for little Khaleesi. She looks to you for guidance. You sit on the same side of the booth with her, smelling how sweet she smells. Berries wafting from her hair, her little girl shampoo. You admire her 7-year-old beauty as you make her laugh, make her smile. Listen to all her silly little stories. And you think to yourself that she's the most beautiful child you've ever seen. I bet you'll look forward to taking her to the bathroom. Dads have to do that all the time. Take their daughters into men's bathroom because they're too young to go by themselves. You guide her to the bathroom stall, hold watch outside the door, all the while peeking through the crack, catching glimpses of little Khaleesi pulling her little panties down, sitting on the toilet, spreading her legs to wipe herself with toilet paper. Just innocent looking glances, all planned by you. And then I bet little Khaleesi will order something like pancakes or waffles. And of course, being the helpful friend you are, you take the napkin and make sure that she doesn't ruin her little dress tucking it in the neck of her dress, delicately and almost seductively tucking that napkin right there near her flat little chest. And then watching her eat, it being so cute, but maybe she gets a little whipped cream on her chin or the side of her little mouth. Gives you a chance to reach over, caress her face, and wipe it off for her. And I bet you have plans to do something like taking her to a pool so you're able to take in every inch of her beautiful little child body in a bathing suit. And of course, like the good babysitter you are, you help her cover every inch of her bare skin, rubbing sunscreen on her shoulders, making sure you get underneath those bathing suit straps on her shoulders, wiping sunscreen on her back, the back of her tiny little legs, moving to the front of her legs, making sure you really take your time, rubbing in the lotion into her thighs, coming up her little arm, taking that sunscreen, wiping all over her face, and at the same time thinking to yourself what that face would look like if maybe it were covered with your cum, or what her cute little face would look like if you were to give her an orgasm. But I'm sure you would snap yourself out of it, finishing up your sunscreen and guiding little Khaleesi to the pool, watching her get wet. And every time she climbs out of the pool, you take in how that bathing suit clings to her underage body. It clings to her flat chest to where you can barely see those itty-bitty nipples. You can see the shape of her body. Even how that bathing suit gives her a slight little camel toe, taking in the puffiness of her child vagina. And I bet you would also really, really love the moment she would turn around, heading back to the pool, and the back of her bathing suit is tucked between her cute little butt cheeks, showing off that part where the thighs meet the ass, and how cute and tight her little 7-year-old butt looks. And I'm sure you would take advantage of the moment you got to dry her off, putting the towel the length of your arms as she comes in close to you, comes in between your open legs, almost hugging you, while you delicately pat and wipe her dry. Maybe she'd even sit in your lap while you gave her ice cream, watching her seductively lick ice cream from a cone as she sat on your lap. And you secretly were swelling and getting hard watching her sweet little tongue lap up all that ice cream, knowing that her little hips were right there in your lap, so close to your cock, and then taking in how cute she would look when she was done eating that ice cream. How the vanilla cream dripped down the corners of her mouth, making you think again about your own cum, perhaps dripping from the sides of her mouth. Maybe your load would be so big, it would just be dripping out, just like that ice cream would. I would imagine that you'd spend most of the day back at your place, because maybe, perhaps, you set up secret nanny cams everywhere in your own home just so you can do things like watch her shower, watch her change, get undressed and dressed. Maybe even a camera in your living room that got a nice view of her laying on her belly, her legs propped up, her cute little butt in view, just watching her legs dangle, having your very own softcore Khaleesi porn. And I bet you'd maybe plan a few little tricks. Tricks that allow you to get your hands on her in a non-threatening way, but in a way where you get the ability to touch her. Because I know the type of man you are. I know that you want nothing more than to make love to Khaleesi, to grope her sexy, underage body. But as much as you want to do all that, you don't want to get caught. You don't want to hurt her. But you do want little taste of her, little innocent things. Like, maybe you could pretend while the two of you were playing outside that you saw a spider on her and you had to get it off. And of course, she would be welcome for you to swipe that icky bug off of her. And it gives you a chance to wipe that imaginary spider off her lower back, giving you a chance to touch her hips, her sweet little ass. Or maybe you teach her how to play putt-putt in your backyard, giving her a little putt-putt golf club, coming up behind her, coaching her on how to properly get that ball in the hole. Your hips pressed against her little ass as your arms reached around and your hands were placed on top of her hands and moving her just so slightly that her 7-year-old ass rubbed against your cock. Seems innocent enough, right? It's a perfect way to get a 7-year-old to rub against you. Or perhaps you went and bought, you know, one of those child-friendly medical toys, you know, where kids can pretend to be a doctor. And You told her you bought it because you're a good friend and you want to encourage her to be anything she wants to be, even a doctor. And that you were willing to play doctor with her. And can you imagine little Khaleesi playing doctor? She has you lay down on the couch and you come to Dr. Khaleesi with a upset stomach. And she takes her little hands and examines your body. You tell her to press down a little bit, you know, on your stomach. She takes the fake little stethoscope and hears your heartbeat. And then, of course, like any good friend, you switch places. And you're the doctor. You get to examine her little body. And maybe you turn it a little bit fun to where you say, I'm going to examine your body, make sure that your tummy feels okay. And you softly put your hands on her flat little tummy. But then you start to tickle. And she squirms about and the sound of her giggle is both adorable and fucking sexy. May you take the chance to do it some more. You move down to her legs and you pretend that you're going to check out her bones, you know, her knee. But you take the chance to take one of your hands and tickle her thighs. She squirms about and you keep tickling. Maybe even the doctor needs to check the back of her throat. So you have her lay down and tell her to open wide. And you see the inside of Khaleesi's sweet, adorable, tiny little mouth. Implanting that image of what she looks like with a mouth wide open. And then eventually, it would be time for Khaleesi to wash up after the day, to take her shower. And luckily for you, your cameras, you can tap into them live. So you go in there, you give Khaleesi everything she'll need, but then you go to your room. You pull out your phone. You turn on that live feed and you watch Khaleesi undress. You watch her lift her shirt off, exposing her flat little chest. How she so adorably climbs and steps out of her little panties. How she bends over to grab her clothes, giving you a nice view of her bent over. And then you watch her step into the shower, the water coating her hairless skin. As you start rubbing yourself hard for little 7-year-old Khaleesi, jerking off to her nude body in your own shower, just one room away. But you watch the water drip down her body. How sexy her child vagina looks, glistening with water, so hairless and smooth, so tiny. You enjoy watching her lather up the sponge, watching her soap up her tiny little child body, the way she moves it down and just starts rubbing it between her legs. How she reaches around and does the same thing to her little ass. She even bends over for you again. And you watch the soap drip down her little ass crack as she washes her tiny little feet. And you keep rubbing yourself, not to completion, not yet at least. But you get another little show watching that beautiful, sexy little 7-year-old put her pajamas on. You watch her choose the cutest little pink cotton panties, an adorable little nightgown. You tuck your heart throbbing cock back in your pants so you can join Khaleesi in the living room. Getting ready for bed. Maybe you tell her you're going to put on a movie. And while the movie watches, maybe you can make her a nice glass of milk. And just maybe put a little bit of Benadryl in her milk. You know, just so she falls asleep quickly. And soundly. And you watch her down the milk. You watch her get sleepy, her eyes heavy, until she gives up and lays on the couch there. You make sure that Khaleesi is nice and asleep before you get to have your fun. And like I said before, I know as much as you want to make love to her body all night long, you don't want to hurt her. You don't want to cross that line and, you know, get caught. But what's the harm in just enjoying her body, touching Khaleesi? She'll have no clue. She's completely out with that Benadryl soaked milk. So first, I would imagine maybe you just spoon with her on the couch. Getting up behind her, feeling her soft, tiny body cradling up against you. You could even, you know, start grinding your hips a little bit, rubbing your hard adult cock against a 7-year-old as your hands softly explore her little body, moving over her little nightgown, feeling the flatness of her chest, feeling her flat little tummy, taking your hand while you're still rubbing your cock against her little ass, moving your hand up that nightgown, feeling her tiny, itty-bitty nipples. Maybe you even kind of lay her back in your arms and you softly kiss Khaleesi's mouth, licking softly against her adorable little child lips. Kissing her softly while still groping her everywhere. And while she's in your arms, you could spread her legs a little bit, prop one leg over your hip. And then take your hand and touch the outside of her panties, touching a 7-year-old that's asleep, fast asleep, feeling the warmth of her child vagina, taking your finger and moving it down that little slit, feeling the plumpness of her mound. Taking your time though too. Even though I'm sure you'd wanna just almost rip those panties off and get a close up view of that child vagina. But you take your time. Touching, softly molesting Khaleesi right in your arms, your hard cock against her thigh, your pre-cum smearing against her skin. And then I bet you would take your hand and reach inside Khaleesi's panties. Almost amazed the moment you really feel that child vagina, how smooth and warm it is. So fucking smooth, so puffy. And you'd again take that finger and move it down that slit. Feeling Khaleesi's 7-year-old vagina, not penetrating it, just feeling it, how tiny it is on your fingertip, feeling for Khaleesi's clit, rubbing a 7-year-old's clit. Wishing so much how you could make her have a child orgasm. Curious how creamy and wet that little slit would get. And I would imagine that since you had Khaleesi in front of you, unconscious, fast asleep, you could even crawl down between her legs. No harm in kissing, licking, sucking on her child vagina. Tasting a child vagina on your tongue. Opening up that tiny, puffy slit and sliding your tongue between it. Her child vagina soaking your tongue. How sweet and perfectly salty she must taste. And I bet you would definitely spend time softly kissing every inch of her child vagina, the outside lips, taking those puffy lips one by one, delicately sucking it into your mouth, suckling from her bald little pussy lips, inhaling her scent. Almost rubbing your face into her child vagina. And I bet everything inside of you would want so badly to make love to her right then and there. To open up her tiny little slit. to feel the inside of a child's vagina that you hold back. You kneel between her legs, taking in the sight of her sexy elementary school body as you stroke above her, looking down at that puffy, hairless little child vagina, it making you throb and convulse in your hand. How badly you want to feel it. Maybe you even just take the tip of your cock and just lightly drag along the slit, touch the little mound, leak pre-cum all over her vagina. And I would imagine that in itself, seeing your cock in your hand pressed against Khaleesi's child vagina would make you pop right then and there, coming all over that smooth, petite little child vagina, splattering it, covering it with your cum. No harm in that. No harm in watching your cum ooze down her little slit, watching it almost soak into her child vagina as you just push rope after rope, never coming so much and so hard in your life. And then knowing that you're definitely not cleaning her up, that you're going to allow your cum to dry into Khaleesi's child vagina, having that 7-year-old sweet pussy be soaking overnight with your come. And the best part is no one but me and you will know.